Obama plans first post-2020 fundraiser for Democrat redistricting effort. By Wendell Hasebo on June 15, 2021. Former President Barack Obama is planning his first post-2020 fundraiser for Democrat redistricting efforts June 28. The invitation says the virtual event features former Attorney General Eric Holder and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, to benefit National Democratic Redistricting Committee. The initiative comes as Democrats face a difficult midterm election to hold the House, as many Democrat-laden states, such as New York and California, are losing at least one House district to red states like Florida and Texas. For Democrats to maintain their slim majority in the House, they must raise money to mount legal challenges to any redistricting that does not behoove Democrats. Florida's Lake County property appraiser and former Republican State Senator Cary Baker informed Breitbart News in April he expects a new district to be created in the vicinity of the I-4 corridor, a politically important piece of real estate that runs from Orlando and Orange County to Tampa, Florida. Legal challenges are to be expected from the Democrats, Baker warned. Don't forget a liberal activist judge actually drew the state Senate and congressional district maps in 2010. They won't let their control go without a fight. The district will depend on where the actual numbers are realized, he said. It takes nearly 800,000 people to create a new district. Meanwhile, more bad news for House Democrats appeared in May when data from the 2020 election indicated America First policies grew Republicans' margins with females in all races and demographics, except white men. Matt Brunig, founder of the left-wing think tank People's Policy Project, wrote that women of color were the most swayed by Trump's style of governing. The data also found America First policies attracted Latinos. Along with massive increases in turnout, Latino vote share as a whole swung towards Trump by 8 points in two-way vote share compared to 2016, though Biden-Harris still enjoyed solid majority, 61% support among this group, Brunig found.